You know that rough brown cloth?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. You can make beautiful things out of those things, and art things. I can't remember right now. I'll think of it.
Did you ever call it Cossack or Crocosack?
Crocosack. I don't know how it's spelled. I've just heard it. I've never seen it spelled. I don't know.
What did you hear?
Croker. It sounded like Crocosack to me. But I don't know how. I don't know how it really is supposed to be. That's just the way I've heard it.
And say someone was going to take some corn to the mill to be ground. Did you ever hear an expression for the amount of corn that you take?
I don't know. It could be any measurement, I suppose. Bushel or half bushel or peck? I don't know. As I said, that's out of my range.
What about if someone went outside and got as much wood as he could carry in both his arms? You say
they just say a load of wood.
Okay.
They have a stack of wood in the yard and we bring a load of wood in.
Do you ever call that an arm?
You mean an arm load?
Yeah, would you say?
Well, you could. If you wanted to, we'd just say load of wood. Of course, we wouldn't mean a wagon load or anything like that because it's just bringing a personal load into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of wood? And say if the light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw it in you nowadays.
I don't understand your question.
That thing there, you have to. If that wasn't burning, you'd have to change the.
Change the bowl?
Okay. And someone's going to carry the washout to hang it on the line. You might carry it out in a clothes
basket. And I don't understand what value these questions are to you in your report. Because we live here just like they do everywhere else, and we have the same things. We have the same. I don't know. We probably call these things the same thing you do. Now, way back in the early days, there might have been different expressions, but I just don't understand.
There's several different expressions, even now, like what you call a croaker sack. My father grew up in Alabama. He called it a gunny sack.
What? Well, I heard that term, but I didn't realize that's what they were talking about.
Or toe sack, or just a lot of different expressions. And then some of these, they're just different ways of pronouncing, you know. So it's pretty useful. I know it sounds that some of these things, you know, that there couldn't be any difference in what people would say. But there really is. Do you remember on the barrel, the things that would run around the barrel to hold the wood in place? Do you remember what they were called?
My daddy used to make barrels. I guess the pieces of wood were called staves, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
And the metal bands that went around them to hold them together. I don't remember.
Did you ever hear hoops or hoops?
Barrel hoops.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And something like a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
Okay.
Those would be small.
Mm-hmm. Say if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you might stick in a...
Oh. Well, we just call them stopper.
Uh-huh. What would that be made out of?
Cork.
Mm-hmm.